Hurricane season, a coach, his team, and their triumph in the time of Katrina. By Neil Thompson. Narrated by David Drummond. Copyright 2007 by Neil Thompson and J.T. Curtis. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Free Press, a division of Simon & Schuster, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2007 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue, Monday, August 29, 2005, early morning. John Curtis defensive lineman Jeremy Collins and his two brothers are sleeping in the upstairs bedroom of their home in La Place, 25 miles west of New Orleans, when Katrina arrives. She announces herself with screeching winds that violently shake the house and rattle the windows, awakening the whole family. Jeremy had tried to convince his parents to evacuate, but like many thousands across the city and its suburbs, the Collinses decided to take their chances and to stay put. They now desperately wish they had fled. As Katrina's squalls begin to pummel the house, the electricity is knocked out. The Collins boys, their two sisters, an uncle, and his two kids decide to crowd together in Jeremy's parents' room. Toward dawn, as the winds grow more violent and the house begins to sway, Jeremy and his older brother, Michael, a linebacker at John Curtis, urge everyone to head downstairs with their blankets and pillows and to sleep in the living room, where it'll be safer. They grope their way down the steps and spread out to find spots to curl up, then pretend to fall back asleep as the relentless winds howl and rage. Jeremy tries to doze in a corner of the living room floor, but he's bothered by a nagging feeling that he's forgotten something. He decides to run back upstairs to find his portable CD player.